Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24. Chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text number 76. Ya imam sharaya yukta mat gitam bhagavat stavam adiyano duraradya aradyati harim aradyati asau yaimam sharaya yukto magitam bhagavat stavam ariyano durarabdhyam harim aradayat yasau ya imam sharaya yukto magitam bhagavat stavam ariyano duraradyam harim aradayat yasau
Amen.
Ya anyone imam this sharaya with great faith yukta devoutly attached mad gitam the song composed by me or sung by me Bhagavat Stavam, a prayer offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ariyana, by regular study. Dararadyam, very difficult to worship. Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradayati. He can, however, worship him. Asau, such a person. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshiping Him are very difficult, if one vibrates or simply reads this stotra prayer composed and sung by me, he will very easily be able to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So please repeat. Although rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshiping Him are very difficult, if one vibrates or simply reads this stotra, prayer composed and sung by me, he will very easily be able to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what did the verse say? Strotra. Yeah, something like that. What's the first word in the translation? Although. Although what? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is what? And what else? Yeah. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very difficult, and worshiping Him are very difficult. So rendering service and worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very difficult. But one who simply vibrates or reads this stotra, composed by who? Yes, by me, Lord Shiva. Then what happens? Yeah, he will very easily be able to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So although rendering devotional service and worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very difficult, but if one vibrates or simply reads the stotra, this prayer, then very easily he can invoke, composed and sung by me, then he can very easily invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So purport. It is especially significant that Lord Shiva is the pure devotee of Lord Vasudev. Vaishnavanam yata sambhu. Among all the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the topmost. Consequently, Lord Shiva has a sampradaya, a Vaishnava disciple succession called the Rudra Sampradaya. at the present moment, those who belong to the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Vaishnavas, come from Rudra, Lord Shiva. To become a devotee of Lord Krishna, Vasudev, is very, very difficult. The word especially used in this connection is Dararadyam. The worship of the demigods is not very difficult, but becoming a devotee of Lord Vasudev, Krishna, is not so easy. However, if one adheres to the principles and follows in the footsteps of the higher authorities, as advised by Lord Shiva, one can very easily become a devotee of Lord Vasudev. This is confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. Devotional service cannot be practiced by a mental speculator. So, where is that confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj? Anyone know the verse that Prahlad Maharaj says? Well, maybe we'll find out later on then. What's that? We're getting close. Devotional service cannot be practiced by a mental speculator. Devotional service is a special attainment which can be acquired only by the person who has surrendered unto a pure devotee. As confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj, Mahiyasam Padaruje Bhishekam Iskinchananam Na Vrinita Yadvat. Unless one accepts the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, who is free from all material contamination, one cannot enter into the devotional service of the Lord. The Bhagavatam 7.5.32. So, what was the translation of the verse? What's the first word?
Although
what?
Very difficult to render devotional service.
Although rendering? What kind of service? To who?
Krishna.
And what else? Are very what? Difficult. But if
one vibrates
or reads a stotra prayer sung and composed and sung by me, then how? Very easily, yes. Do we forget it already? Everyone knows the first word. Who doesn't know the first word? The second word is what? We got a little confusion about the second word. Although rendering what? So now we've got four words down. Although rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is? No. Although rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshiping Him are very? If one vibrates and or reads this a prayer by me, then he will invoke the, yes. And so who can recite the purport? Yeah. So Lord Shiva is, what is he called? Tasambhu, yes. It's especially significant that Lord Shiva is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, or Vasudeva, Vaishnavam, Yata. So amongst all the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the topmost. Oh, we didn't completely forget it. Consequently, Lord Shiva has a, which is, yeah, called the Rudra. At the present moment, those who belong to the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Vaishnavas come from Rudra, Lord Shiva. To become a devotee of Lord Krishna, Vasudev is very, very difficult. The word especially used in this verse, in this connection, is Dararadyam. The worship of demigods is not very difficult. For becoming a devotee of Lord Vasudev Krishna is not so easy. However, if one adheres to the This we forgot about completely. And when it adheres to the principles, principles, and follows in the footsteps of higher authorities, as advised by Lord Shiva, one can easily become a devotee of Vasudev, Lord Vasudev. This is also confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. Devotional service cannot be practiced by a devotional service is a special attainment and can be acquired only by a person who has surrendered unto a pure devotee. It's confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. Mahiyasam padaro devi sekam niskinchananam navriniti yadvat. Unless one accepts the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, who is freed from all material contamination, one cannot enter into the devotional service of the Lord. So, let's go to that one place where we missed. However, if one adheres to the principles and follows in the footsteps of higher authorities, as advised by Lord Shiva, one can easily become a devotee of Lord Vasudev. This is also confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. So the text again. Ya imam sharaya yukto magitam bhagavatstavam adiyano duraradyam harim aradayat yaso. Although rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshipping Him are very difficult, if one vibrates or simply reads a stotra prayer composed and sung by me, he will very easily be able to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthai Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutundeve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shnivadi Paskyatyade Satarna. So Prahlad Maharaj, the previous prayer, Atevidu Swartakithimi Vishnu, and before that, Prahlad Maharaj says that generally speaking, people have no inclination to worship Krishna. Instead, they're getting together in groups or individually or a combination of both. And they're simply trying to figure out how to solve the problems of life. But why is that? They have no inclination to serve Krishna? Because they're bound or they're following their sense, serving their senses, and therefore being led into a hellish condition of life, punak punas charvata charvananam, simply chewing the chew. Therefore, that nite vidu swartakithim hi vishnu durashaya ye bahi artamanina. Because they think something else is more important. They don't know that the goal of life is to reach Krishna. They think Krishna is something ordinary. Avijananti mamudha. Even those who know about Krishna, they think he's just another person, just like we are. And therefore, dirashaya, ye bahya artamanina. They take shelter of something insignificant. And why? Andaya tandera upagiyamanas. Because they're being led by blind leaders. Therefore, at the very beginning it says, Lord Shiva is a pure devotee of Lord Vasudev. He's the greatest devotee, and therefore he's in the Bhagavatam preaching about Vasudev Krishna. That everyone has to choose some leader. There is no question of being without a leader. As it said that Taraka Apratishta Shutiya Vibina Nasavari Shira Yasya Binam Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Gohayam Mahajano Yena Katasapanta. Now we may argue with each other who is the best leader or what is the best path to follow. We may even study the scriptures or some authoritative book to figure out what is the best path. We may consult higher authorities, but ultimately we have to choose a leader and follow them, or him or them or her, whatever. We have to choose someone as a leader and follow them. Then we'll realize what we're actually aspiring to realize. Where is our real attention going? Now, for those in the mode of ignorance, they may choose someone like Ravana or Hiranyakashipu as a leader, or a modern-day Rakshasa. They may choose a rock star or something like that as their leader and listen to their lyrics, their music, go to see their shows, read their literature, try to understand their inner feelings and aspirations, follow in their footsteps, their daily activities, and we will wind up in the same place that they're at. Similarly, in the mode of passion, one may choose a great businessman or a very great sense enjoyer and follow their path, their instructions, to find out how to become as involved with one's senses as they are. Or in the mode of goodness, one may choose some philanthropist or a philosopher and try to purify one's life, to understand things more philosophically, control the senses more. Or one may choose someone transcendentally, who's transcendental. So it remains with us who we're going to choose as a leader. If we choose anyone in the material world, then the real leader is ultimately the body and the senses and the mind. Then we'll simply be directed by a leader, some leader, how to utilize this body to get some kind of material happiness, either in goodness, passion, or ignorance. Or if we choose someone transcendentally, then they'll take us to Krishna. Unfortunately, people don't know the value of going to Krishna. Yanti deva vrata devan, pitri yanti pitri vrataha, bhutani yanti bhuteja, yanti madhya jinopima. So they worship the demigods in the mode of goodness, or they worship the ghosts in the mode of ignorance, or they worship some mundane person in the mode of passion. And rarely do they realize that if they worship Krishna, they can go back to the spiritual world and live an eternal life free from all problems. But we think these problems are quite interesting to solve. We can stay here forever solving them, and we think we're doing good, solving problems that will never be solved. But we're a good person because we've elected that path to follow, and everyone should appreciate it. But Prahlad Maharaj doesn't appreciate it. He says that Matirna Krishne Parataksatova Mitobi Padyeta Grihavratanam Adantago Bir Vishitam Tamizram Punak Punas Charvita Charvananam. He says if one has no inclination to worship Krishna, then he'll be forced to try and figure out in some other way to solve the problems of life. It is not that people are not trying to solve the problems of life. Only the Hare Krishnas are trying to solve the problems. But we know what the real problems are. That's the only difference. We know that the real problem is old age, disease, and death, and these have a solution. But others, they think their problem is the bread problem, where to get some bread. And because they made it so complicated to get bread, therefore they've invented all these machines like tractors and jet planes and all these oil, huge boats with tankers with oil, just so they can get bread. I mean, the bottom line is so they can grow some grains and manufacture some bread. So they're simply solving the bread problem in a very complicated way. Previously, people would go in their backyard, throw a few seeds in the ground, take out a few weeds, and they get the bread. But now, we've created roads and cars and tractors and big trucks and tankers, oil refineries. We have to have all these huge armies and all different types of weapons just to get bread. And we're proud of it, declaring that we're the greatest civilization that ever lived. So not only were we fools, Prahlad Maharaj says, but we're vimudas. We're super fools. Because at the end of the day, people are so tired of working hard to get bread, all they can do is watch other people working on the television, working hard to get bread. And they think that's life. No other ambition. And why? Matirna Krishne Paratakshatova Mito Bipadyeta Grihavratana. Because they've made a vow not to learn anything beyond the bodily concept of life. If they're informed that actually you're not this body, they take it as an insult. How dare you insult my body? Or who do you think I am anyhow? Who do you think you are to tell me who I am? I know you're just envious of my body. That's why you're denying it. But they don't want to listen. They don't think it's very important. They think, what is the value of knowing this, all this philosophy? Let's do something practical like make money. Because with money, we can enjoy our senses. And by enjoying our senses, then we can become happy. But if we understand even theoretically that we're not the body, then there's some doubt. There's a little doubt. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Maybe it's useless getting all this money, collecting all these things, and then leaving my body and not knowing where I'm going. Some doubt creeps into the mind. Maybe there is something else I'm supposed to be doing rather than just working hard and enjoying my senses. Maybe there are laws behind material nature. Because after all, if I'm not this body, there must be something keeping all living entities in this bondage of material identification. There must be some force higher than ourselves which is causing us to be bewildered into identifying ourselves with some material body. Therefore, the idea of Dharma is there, that there are laws behind material nature, and it is my interest to follow them to whatever degree I can. Unfortunately, people don't know that, and therefore they madly serve their senses simply chewing the chew, because they don't know what is the actual purpose of life. And therefore they take things that are completely useless, insignificant, that can be easily obtained, as we all know the example of, that there's grass beneath our feet, grass beneath the feet of an ass. He can easily bend down and eat it. Of course, we can't claim that. Underneath our feet, they're just concrete. We're not even on the level of the ass. We've created a civilization where the ass may be foolish, but we're even more foolish because whatever grass there is, we've covered over with concrete. Therefore, even if we knew it, that there was grass, we'd have to get a jackhammer and get off the concrete before we could get the grass. Therefore, we use this analogy that there's grass underneath our feet, but there's no longer any grass underneath our feet. Because we're super mudas. We're not ordinary asses. Therefore, one should understand that simple living, if we had a culture where people were living on farms and they had the opportunity to get food easily, most of their economic problems would all be solved. I remember the first time I went to New Vrindavan, which was in 1969. It was in April. So, at that time, New Vrindavan was simply one hut, one shack. It's called the old farmhouse now. And that was it. It was 2 miles you had to walk to get to the farmhouse, 2 miles of mud, because it was right after the rainy season. I walked up with Bhagavan Das, who was Bhakti Bill at that time, to see Srila Prabhupada. He was in the attic, sitting on his bed. Prabhupada smiled at us and said, "So, how do you like our jungle?" So I was thinking, yes, this is a jungle. Because at that time we had no shoes. We had these tongs, you know, the plastic tongs. We had two pieces of plastic that went over your big toe, went in between your big toe. So obviously 2 miles of mud with tongs, they all broke. Since that's the only thing we had, and we, you know, now we had two broken tongs and a foot full, you know, stuck in the mud. But after that, I went to see Kirtananda, who was our only sannyasi at that time. And he told me the Prabhupada revealed to us how to solve all our economic problems. So at that time, I was the treasurer of Buffalo Temple, and we had what seemed to be great economic problems. The whole burden of the temple seemed to have fallen on my head and shoulders. We had to pay our $50 rent a month, and it was an incredible burden at that time. So he said all our economic problems would be solved. So I was quite interested, how can we get out of this economic problem we're facing? He said if you simply get some land and a cow, your economic problem would be solved. So I was scratching my sika, trying to figure out how that would solve our economic problem. No one knew how to take care of a cow, and we were right next to a railroad track, so getting that land, we couldn't do much with it. In any case, gradually it dawned to me after around 20 years later that, yes, if we had some land and a cow, we wouldn't have to worry so much about eating, which everyone's worrying about, ultimately, whether there's going to be any food in the store. If the movies got wiped out in Hollywood, if all the videos stopped working, the trains stopped running, etc., etc. But if there was some food, people wouldn't freak out. But everyone knows probably the first thing would go was not the videos, not the trains, not anything else. The first thing that would disappear would be the food. And there would be riots. Everyone would be going to the store and looting the stores, the grocery stores, trying to get something to eat. Because that's what people are most concerned, is the food problem. So people have created this complicated civilization, which means that they have hardly any time to think about Krishna. They're too busy thinking about all these other problems that we ourselves have created. And in order to solve the problems, they have to get an education for 30, 40 years so they can become qualified to wash dishes in a restaurant. And therefore get the minimum wage so they can, you know, get the scraps that everyone else has left after they leave the restaurant. Therefore, once you know what the goal of life is, and try to make some endeavor to reach that goal, namely Krishna consciousness. So that means we have to have a real leader, just like our real leader is Srila Prabhupada. He was in ecstasy in Krishna consciousness. And he wasn't dependent on so many different things. He didn't worry whether he had a fancy car or this car or that car. He was just worried about whether or not he was spreading Krishna consciousness. Whether people were taking seriously what he had to say. Therefore he developed farm projects, gurukuls, everything meant to give us an opportunity to hear and chant about Krishna with the greatest amount of peace of mind so we can focus our mind on Krishna. Sharaya, sad, the heart, and da means to put the heart in Krishna. So we can actually think about Krishna and not get easily distracted by so many worries. What's going to happen in the future? Read the newspaper. Now we have this piece of paper. It was worth $100. And tomorrow people won't even use it for toilet paper anymore. It'll become so valueless and it's not very clean. So it can't even be used for that. And it's plastic. So you can't even burn it. You can't even use it to keep yourself warm. Soon it'll be completely worthless. You can go to the garbage and pick up millions of dollars. They'll be used as landfills. So people are worried about that. Now I have so much money in the bank, and after a while, I won't have anything. I'll just have my bank book. That's all I have left. We're worried, the terrorists will come here and steal our copins. We're worried about so many different things. And not only that, but the government tries to keep everyone in anxiety. Always there's a new terrorist alert. It's permanently orange. Anytime it's going to turn red, the alert at the airport. Purposely, they're trying to keep everyone in anxiety, dependent on them. Oh, Father Government, please protect me. I have no shelter but you. Without you, my life is a failure. You may embrace me by your, or you may leave me brokenhearted. You may trample me. But you're always my worshipful government, unconditionally. So we have to choose someone who will tell us who to take shelter of. So we've chosen Srila Prabhupada. He's trying to tell us how to take shelter of Krishna. But it's very difficult. Because we don't have that much experience with Krishna, we doubt about Krishna. Oh, this Lord, he's smiling all the time. Doesn't he know what's going on in Bangladesh and Africa? Doesn't he realize this, he's smiling and happy, playing on his flute, but what about the rest of us? Why is he so happy? Is he happy watching his suffering? We may doubt so many things. Who is this Mother Jasoda? She grabs a little kid, ties him up, and starts whipping him. And they're worshiping her. And him too. So it's very easy to get misled and distracted from Krishna. And there's a whole world to encourage us to do it. Why are you wasting your time? Why don't you do something valuable? Make some money, then you can buy something other than bed sheets to walk around in. the whole material universe is trying to discourage us from becoming a devotee. Maya within our heart, yoga chalati manasa. As soon as one makes a little determination to become Krishna conscious, Maya will start preaching to us. Why are you doing this? Why are you surrendering? People will take advantage of you. You're going to be doing all the service and people are just going to laugh because they're going to enjoy while you suffer. And at the end, when you're old and worn out, they'll just kick you out anyhow. They'll tell you to get a job too. You were slaving away for the Hare Krishnas and everyone else was warning you, get a job. And finally, when you can't do any more service, the Hare Krishnas tell you get a job too. So Maya will try to delude us in so many different ways, constantly encourage us to misidentify ourselves with this body, misidentify ourselves with the senses. And because we do have to serve the senses to a certain degree, it becomes very tricky. What is too much? What is too little? And what to do, how to do it in such a way is to actually become Krishna conscious while we're doing it. Therefore, it becomes very tricky unless we're very determined to become Krishna conscious, to fix our consciousness on Krishna. There's every opportunity to get too much involved in sense gratification or even too little involved in sense gratification. Do everything in this world except to remember Krishna. Therefore, we have to take shelter of Lord Krishna, his disciple succession, such as Lord Shiva, who tells us how to worship Krishna and how to render service to Krishna so that we will become Krishna conscious. We get Krishna's mercy. So I have to stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Thank you for the very nice lecture. I was wondering, when you were talking about the farming aspect of our society in the early days, we find nowadays that it's not so prevalent and it's very difficult actually to do. And why is that, and how could it be done?
You mean farm projects and schools
and
everything else?
Yeah, self-sufficiency. Basically, I know that it's very detailed knowledge going to each one, but basically the self-sufficiency and farming.
Well, I guess we have to chant our rounds better. Then we might understand a little bit more that we're not the body and that we don't need so many things. We don't need so many, we don't need our videos, our cars, our this and that. We need Krishna consciousness. We have to make our lives simpler so that we can spend more time chanting. So, of course, we're not used to working on a farm. You know, it means real work. It's not just like sitting at a computer and pressing a few buttons, going on eBay and selling things and just going to walking all the way to the bank to pick up the check or something. So it's not so easy. So we need a little practice. But at least we should chant our rounds to see what nicely, then we might get a little intelligence to see which direction to go in. Because it's not that people need a car to get around. People used to, in olden times, prehistoric times, people knew how to walk. in the rock strata, there are actual skeletons of people who knew how to walk. And not only that, but people somehow or another survived without tractors, believe it or not. There were actually in prehistoric time, there were no grocery stores. So it is not that without these things that no one could possibly survive, we go back to some kind of prehistoric times. So we should understand things properly, chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, understand things properly, and then especially if the leaders get a clear vision, then they'll be able to direct their followers in a way that we can gradually progress in that direction. Obviously, it's not going to happen overnight, but at least we should realize we should go in that direction. But if we don't even think about which direction we're going in, we don't really care what direction we're going in. As long as there are nice prasadam and a place to sleep, everything's cool. Then when the time comes when we have to take shelter, when we had the opportunity to go in that direction and we missed it, then there's no one to blame except for ourselves. You can't blame Krishna. You didn't tell us. It's all your fault. You and my mother, you're the problems. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.